sponsored ads. Hello, do you like audiobook? Get free audiobook. Link in the description below.
Every time I've lost, people say, you got to jump right back up. I disagree with that. After you lose, or when you get knocked down, stay down there for a minute. Understand why you lost. What were the reasons? Why are you down here? Why did you lose? So every time I lost, I stayed down for a second. Minutes, hours, days, weeks. But when I stood up, I was different. I was smarter. Now you start putting the pieces that are necessary to win over and over and over again.
You can't let your failures define you. You have to let your failures teach you. You have to let them show you what to do differently the next time.
If I'm going to fall, I don't want to fall back on anything. I want to fall forward. I figure at least this way I'll see what I'm going to hit.
If you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness.
The world might say you are not allowed to yet. Please, don't even bother asking. Don't bother telling the world you are ready. Show it. Do it. Trust me. You can't stop. When you're going through tough situations, you gotta take that next step. Every day, no matter what you are facing, get up and start walking. And never surrender. And remember that even in the most wretched times, when you face darkness yourself, no matter how bad things get, remember not to stop. Remember not to pause. Remember not to hesitate. Remember to put one foot in front of the other. Take that first step.
Take action.
Never lower target. Never lower target.
You got to have a better plan for your life. Personal inspiration, drawing emotional vitality from life and the challenge, going for it. We all admire that.
And you could be way better. You could be incomparably better across multiple dimensions. And in pursuing that better, that's where you'll find the meaning in your life.
The best way to prove your value is to work, is to learn, is to observe, is to be a sponge. You always want to outwork your potential. As hard as you believe you can work, you can work harder than ever.
Practice only makes improvement. You can always better your best. You have not done your best work yet.
You've got to make some conscious effort to begin to work to develop you.
My reality says all I have is all I need. I'm not living in my setback any longer. I'm moving forward.
You can't skip steps. You have to put one foot in front of the other. Things take time. There are no shortcuts. But you want to do those steps with, you know, passion and ferocity.
No idea works unless you will do the work.
Because there's no maybe. You got to get up and say, I want to be a champion.
Even when things seem hopeless, you will stumble. You will fall. You will face setbacks. You will wrestle with emotions and thoughts, selling the lie that quitting brings rest. Lies.
Wake yourself up. You want a new year and a new life. You don't need to start on January 1st. Start today. Start with this little video. Because once you discipline yourself in one area of your life, you feel yourself doing it in other areas as well. There's always two pains in life. There's the pain of discipline, or there's the pain of regret.
Only you know what you want. Listen to me. Only you know what you're capable of doing. Only you know what you dream about. Only you know what the next level is for you. You gotta want it. You gotta want it. That's gotta be a desire. That's gotta be something within you that burns.
What do you do when your battle chooses you? What do you do when something shows up on your doorstep that you did not directly cause, choose, or definitely anticipate. There will be seasons where we will suffer. There will be seasons of real pain. And the question is, how will you respond in those moments?
Sacrifice. Growth begins when you begin to embrace truth. The truth about you. The truth about how you see yourself.
The real challenge of growth, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, comes when you get knocked down. How you handle it, that's where the growth takes place.
The sun doesn't shine every day. The storms will come. There are times when the nights will be long and dark and you will be alone. There will be times when the darkness seems to consume everything. But don't let it consume you.
You must die. Your ego must die. Who you are today is no longer resourceful for who you're going to be.
You're angry over what didn't work. You're angry over the reaction you didn't get. You're angry over what didn't happen to you as a child or as a man. And that frustration is driving you wild.
You know, when there are really hard times, there are so many tools that you can use to help yourself in those times. And it does get better and easier as life goes on and you start to get to know yourself more. And just say, don't ever feel like you're a weirdo for it, because we're all weirdos.
And when you get angry with yourself, you beat yourself.
There's a part of you that no matter what comes your way, you just got to bounce back up. You can't stay down.
The comeback is always greater than the setback.
So I say, as you look into the future, while the people are giving up, feeling like victims, feeling powerless, becoming negative, feeling that they can't make it, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind with the mindset of that it's possible.
The struggle, the uncertainty, the doubt, the things that not only light the path to success, they are the very foundation success stands on.
You have no room for dreams. You have no room for aspirations. You have no room for the actions that lead to those aspirations because you're so busy filling your mind with the bad that's happened to you already in life that you have zero chance moving forward.
And you can't get to the next level with all of the devils that you have in your life. You got so many negative, mean, evil, malicious, and dysfunctional people in your life and around your circles. This is the reason why you can't clear out the clutter and get to the next level.
You already in pain. Use it. Do something with it. Allow it to take you to the next level. Allow your pain to push you to greatness.
Sponsored ads. Hello, do you like audiobook? Get free audiobook. Link in the description below.